The Discovery of Machu Picchu. The Incas. Between 4038 and 1532, the Incas built an empire with a population of about 12 million people on the west coast of South America. They had no system of writing, so little is known about their everyday lives. But we do know these things. They built large cities in the mountains. They built houses with huge square stones. They built 23,000 kilometers roads through the mountains. They did not have wheels, so everything was carried by animals or people. It was early morning on the 24th of July, 1911. A young American archaeologist named Hiram Bingham was in a small hotel in Peru in the Andes Mountains. He was there because he wanted to find a lost Inca city. He was not the first. Before Bingham, other explorers had looked for the city, but they hadn't found it. Bingham has always been fascinated by the Incas. He was a university professor and had studied their civilization for many years. Bingham and some scientists had traveled all the way to Peru from the USA and had gone up to the city of Cusco. From Cusco, they had traveled higher up into the mountains, to about 1,800 meters. And they had spent the night in the hotel. The hotel owner had told Bingham about a lost city not far away. On the morning of the 24th of July, Bingham and a guide went out into the heavy tropical rain and climbed another 600 meters. On the way, they met a 10-year-old boy who led them through the jungle to a wall. They climbed over it, and there it was. Machu Picchu, the lost city of the Incas. In his book, The Discovery of Machu Picchu, Hiram Bingham wrote, "Suddenly, I was standing in front of the walls of a ruin and houses from the best quality of Inca art. I found brilliant temples, royal houses, a big square, and tens of houses. It looked like a dream."